CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, come here. Come here right this minute.
Where are you?
I'm in the living room. I want you to come right here this second.
What's the matter?
Well, you come here and you'll see what's the matter. Honestly, look at this. Hurry up. All right, young lady. Come here. Come here. Now, how did you do it?
How did I do what?
Now, don't play Miss Innocence with me. When did it happen?
When did what happen?
Betsy.
Honest, Mommy, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this living room rug, and you know perfectly well I'm talking about this rug. Look at it. Look at the red crayon all over it.
Oh, gee, Mommy, I...
Here and here, great red smudges all over my lovely gold carpet. Here and over here and right in front of the couch. Look at it.
Well, gee, Mommy, I don't know how it happened.
Well, I can tell you how it happened, I'm sure. You were lying on the floor here last night with your coloring book, despite the fact that I have asked you repeatedly not to. You have your own room upstairs to keep all your coloring things in, paints and crayons.
But they were in the box. I didn't have them on the rug.
You weren't supposed to have them in the living room at all. Now, you get upstairs. Just get upstairs to your room and stay there until your father gets home.
So I stopped in at the doctor's, and he said that there's probably no question whatsoever about it. I undoubtedly have a broken toe.
Well, never mind about that for a minute, dear. Betsy has...
I got a broken toe, and my wife says never mind about it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so upset about the red crayon Betsy got all over the living room rug. Look at it. Red smudges all over our pale gold carpet. Really, well, I'm sorry. Well, what did the doctor say to do about your toe?
Nothing to do. You know, it's my little toe. I mean, just won't be very comfortable to walk around for a while. You're just sore, you know.
Sure, honestly, I can still hear the yell you let out that was heard all over the bazaar Saturday. I thought you were dying.
Well, so did I, as a matter of fact. I tell you, when that stupid Darryl Lee just dropped that huge galvanized iron garbage can on my foot, he just stood in front of me and said, "Where do you want it?" And I said, "Well, put it down anywhere." He just dropped it right down, smack on my foot.
I know, you told me.
I know.
You tell me that. Well, now look at the living room rug here. I'm sorry to interrupt about your toe, but Betsy has been sent up to her room, and I thought that
for the love of Mike. Well, what is it? Look at this rug.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Betsy was coloring again last night down here on the floor, and somehow she got this red chalk crayon all over. I just noticed
it. Now, look, she has been told time and time again.
I know that, and I think you should talk to her.
Talk to her? Look, I'm going to do more than talk. By golly, Betsy. Betsy!
Don't run upstairs that way. Careful of your toe.
Betsy!
Oh, I think she should have some dinner, dear. Really, I do.
Nothing. Nothing will she have to eat. It isn't going to kill her to go without a meal. I think it's time she learned that when we say something, we mean it. Now, she has been told time and again not to bring her crayons and paints downstairs.
Poor little thing lying up there crying.
Oh, look, didn't you ask me to handle this situation?
Yes, but
now?
I didn't expect you to spank the living daylights out of her. What did you spank her with? She has never screamed and howled like that.
I turned her over my knee and I spanked her with my hand. And the reason she screamed and howled was because it's been so long since she had a spanking, she'd forgotten how it hurts. And unless she behaves herself, she's going to have her memory refreshed a lot sooner and oftener.
Well, we decided against spanking her from now on. You thought if we just had serious talks with her.
Well, I was wrong. From the looks of this living room rug, I am now of the opinion that serious talks are just about as useless.
Well, in a way, it's our fault. We don't stick to what we say. When I saw Betsy had crayons down here last night, I said, "Take them upstairs," and she said, "Uh-huh, I will," and then she didn't. And I was watching Ed Sullivan or something. I didn't want to stop and take time to make her pick up the crayons and go upstairs.
I know exactly. Half the time we don't enforce our own rules because it takes more effort or time on our part.
Well, that's right. Well, I wonder what I can use to try and take the red off the rug. But fooling around, I better see if it gives any advice in my handy household manual. Should be in the bookcase.
I
wish I had some system about these books. I can never lay my hands instantly on the one that I want.
I thought you said the crayons were chalky.
Yes, they are. She has some sort of waxy ones, too, but the wax ones, you know, they wouldn't leave smudges like that.
Well, this red stuff on the rug is kind of sticky.
Sticky?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like glue or honey, but the stickiness. What I mean is, this is not a red chalk that can be brushed off. Golly, no, it's all over this rug. Look, even over here by the TV set.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great big place in front of the sofa.
I know.
In front of the fireplace.
I know, dear.
For Pete's sake, do you suppose this is not from Betsy's crayons? That it's paint or something?
Oh, how could it be paint?
Oh!
Huh? What?
Lipstick. I'll bet this is lipstick.
Lipstick? How could it be lipstick?
That's what it is. That is what it is, I'm sure.
How could it be lipstick?
From the Bazaar Saturday.
Huh?
They were putting makeup on the children in my booth, and when that thunder shower came, somebody knocked over a makeup box, and I stepped on a whole lipstick that was on the ground. I felt something on my shoe. I thought it was a cigarette stub or some gum or something, and I saw all this lipstick mashed on the sole of my shoe. Well, I thought I wiped it all off in the grass, but there may have been, you know, a gob of it on the instep of my shoe underneath, you know, and I
get
came home
shoe.
And ran
get
around
the shoe.
The
Let's
house.
Look at it.
Oh, if it's all my fault, how will we ever make this up to poor Betsy?
Get the shoe.
Darling,
I mean, Daddy,
you
Mommy,
sweet.
I'm very sorry, sweetheart.
Oh, Mommy just feels terrible, darling. You're sweet to forgive us. Look, see the lipstick still on the bottom of Mommy's shoe that I wore at the bazaar?
How are you going to get the lipstick out of the rug?
Oh, well, look, I looked it up, and it says to remove lipstick from non-washable materials, apply cleaning fluid to the spot, and immediately press a clean white blotter over it. Then you just keep repeating the process until all the lipstick is removed.
Why, it would take us until doomsday to take all the red smears off this rug. What's the matter?
Not only off the living room rug, but I checked the house. You got lipstick on the dining room rug? Yes, the stairway carpet, the bedroom.
Oh, it's just...
Boy, when I think of that bazaar that turned our whole house upside down for a week, getting those headdresses made, and what did your booth take in? Now, just what did your booth take in?
$24.36 or something. Well, we took in 60-something, you know, but after expenses...
$24. Mm-hmm. And my booth lost money because all the cupcakes and hot dog and hamburger buns got soaked in the rain. One of the brighter members of the barbecue committee drops a garbage can on my foot and breaks my toe.
And I lost my brownie ring and nobody found
it. You lost a ring?
And I got green dye on my dress from the crepe paper booth decorations that came off in the rain.
Now our living room rug will have to be sent out and cleaned. That's nearly $30 right there. I tell you, never again will we get involved in a bazaar.
I know.
We can't afford it.
No, I know.
But Daddy, it was fun. Uh-huh. And I told everyone that my daddy was in charge of the booth and my mommy was in charge of the booth, and I was so proud of you.
Well, what can you do?
Nothing, yeah. I guess.
I guess it's worth it.
I guess.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, the semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Martin, thank you.